Since this week is Aser B'Teves, I thought we'd talk a little bit about Tanyos in general and specifically about Aser B'Teves. We know that there are six different Tanyos that are set in the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur is the only Tanyos D'Oraisa that we have in the calendar. But besides Yom Kippur, we have Tanyos Esther. And then we have four Tanyos that are all Zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Those, of course, are Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shivas B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av. We know in stringency, Tisha B'Av is just like Yom Kippur, that you start Tisha B'Av, you start the Tainis from Shkiyas HaChama of the previous day, it's a 24-hour Tainis. And the Chamisha Inuyim, aside from Achil and Shasiyah, the other Inuyim of the five Inuyim, Rechitza, Sicha, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tashmish Shamita, they apply to Tisha B'Av as well. But for the other Tanyos, the three Tanyos of the Dalit Somos, so to speak, the Dalit Somos that are Keneged, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, and Shivas B'Tamuz, we don't have all the stringencies of Tisha B'Av. It's not a 24-hour Tanyos. The Tanyos begins at Los HaShachar, and the Chamish Inuyim don't apply either. There's only an Isser of Achil and Shasiyah. Why is there a difference between the Tanyos? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches says that Tisha B'Av, behold, the Huchpalu bo Tzaros, since the Tzaros were Huchpalu, they were double Tzaros on Tisha B'Av, so therefore it's more Chum. What does that mean, Huchpalu bo Tzaros? So the Rishonim explained that either it means that the Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred twice, that one of the Tzaros, we know Shivasa B'Tamas, there also were five things that happened, just like on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, but on Tisha B'Av there's one thing that happened twice. The Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred twice. So that's what makes Tisha B'Av more Chama. Or the other reason is that the Churban Beis HaMikdash is viewed more as a Davar Chama. It's more Chama. The five things that happened on Tisha B'Av were more Chama than what happened on Shivasa B'Tamas. That's why Tisha B'Av is more Chama. What's the nature to fast on the other, the nature of the Chiyuv to fast on the other Tanyos? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah there says that strictly speaking, Bizman She'en Gezeras Malchus, if there's no persecution, so then technically speaking, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin, that really the Tainus is voluntary. Really, the other Tainus besides Tisha B'Av, they're voluntary because it's not Huchpalu Bo Tzaros. But as the Rishonim say, since Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves a Chiyuv to fast for the other Tainus as well, because of the Kabbalah Satzibur, it's an absolute chiyuv. You can't choose whether you want to fast or not. It's like Marif, right? We know the Gemara says Tfilas Arvis is a machlokas, whether it's Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chovah. We pass the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, but even though it's Rishus, that doesn't mean Bizman Azeh you can choose to daven Marif, or you can say, you know, tonight I'll miss the Marif. No, since there's a minig atzibur, Kabbalah Satzibur to daven Marif, so now it's an absolute chiyuv. It's a chiyuv because mitzad the Kabbalah Satzibah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Kuv Nun Sif Aleph HaKol Chayavim V'Hisanos Dalet Tzomos HaLolu V'Osel Lifrotz Geder. Everyone has to fast these Tanyos. You're not allowed to opt out. Okay? You're not allowed to opt out from the Tanyos. It's an absolute chiyuv. What's the nature of these Tanyos? What's the nature of the Tanyos? The Rav once wanted to suggest that maybe that's the Zemachogos, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch about this. The Rambam seems to put these somos together with Tanyos that we fast Be'ez Tzara. The Rambam at the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchas Tanyos. He says that anyone that the Beis HaMikdash is not built in his days, it's Ke'ilu Nechrav B'yomav, and therefore there's a Chiyav to fast. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that the reason why we're fasting on these Dalet Somos is because they're viewed as an Eis Tzara even Bizman Hazeh. It's not like the Churban is actually occurring now, but if the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in our times, it's Ke'ilu the Churban is occurring now. So it's an Eis Tzara now. It's an Eis Tzara now. The Churban Beis HaMikdash occurred on Tisha B'Av, and the city of Yerushalayim was broken through on Shivasa B'Tamas. The siege was set Asara B'Teves. All the things that happened, if the Beis HaMikdash is not built in our time, it's as if they're happening once again. So it's an Eis Tzara even now. Then it's a time for tshuva, and that's really the nature of these tzomos. The Shulchan Aruch links these tzomos with dinim of zecher l'churban, so it would seem the Rav claimed that the Shulchan Aruch holds that these tanyos are more availus for the churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not that they're tanyos be'ez tzara. The tanyos, the times of tzara, the tzaras occurred in history. But the reason why we're fasting even now is as a zecher, as an avelus for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's why we're fasting even today. What's the nafkamina? Rabbi Shechter, in one of his firm, wants to suggest that maybe the nafkamina is, should ketanim fast on these fasts? Is there a chinuch for ketanim in the Dalet Tzomus? When it comes to Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah in Yom Daf Pei Beis says that we all mechanchem as tinokos l'shos, that the tinokos should fast a little bit before bar mitzvah, before bas mitzvah. They fast two years, 3 years beforehand to get themselves used to the tainus, because there is a chinuch when it comes to that fasting. But what's the thing when it comes to the Dalet Tzomus? Is there an inyan of chinuch? Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Pima Gadim that there is no concept of chinuch when it comes to the Dalet Tzomus. So why should that be true? Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest maybe it's dependent on this shaila, that if you assume that the Dalet Tzomus are tainios of tshuva, tainios of eis tzara, so maybe there's an inyan of chinuch that the ketanim should join the tzibur, right? That they should be part of the tzibur. If the tzibur is fasting by eis tzara, so then there's an inyan for the tinokos, for the ketanim, to join the tzibur and to fast as well. But if we say that the Dalet Tzomus are an avelus to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so we find in the Shulchan Aruch, the poskim say that there's no chinuch lagabe avelus. Why? Because we hope that the katan is not going to be misabel. He's not going to have to be misabel. If it's an inyan of tshuva be'eis tzara, so if this is an eis tzara, there's an inyan to be mitzarif to the tzibur. But if it's an avelus, so we find that by avelus there's no chinuch. If there's no chinuch lagabe avelus, so then there won't be chinuch for ketanim in these tainias. There are some poskim who do say that there's an inyan to fast l'shaos, that the ketanim should fast l'shaos at these times. It's a shaila. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Gadol, and it seems to assume not like that. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that even if you claim that there's no chinuch for ketanim in the Dalet Tzomus, they shouldn't eat in a normal fashion. They shouldn't eat fancy food. They should just eat, that they're not going to be hungry. But they should be mitzdarif to the tzibur a little bit, mitzdarif to the pain of the tzibur, the fact that the tzibur is fasting. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah sort of is straddling both sides of the fence, saying even if there's no chinuch, but there is a way to eat. The ketanim certainly should try to minimize the eating that they're doing. Shouldn't eat as big a lunch as they normally do, so to speak. The Ramah has an interesting halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Siv Gimel. He says that on Asar B'Tevias one is allowed to have a chasen. Now, of course, the Chos and the Kalak would not be able to drink from the wine of the Birchas Seris and the Birchas Nisuan, but he says, technically speaking, you can have a chuppah, even Asar B'Tevis. And it's really brought in the Rishonim like that. Now, if there's an Avelos for Churban Beis Hamikdash on Asar B'Tevis, l'chor one should not have a chuppah on Asar B'Tevis itself. Right? On Shivas B'Tamas, no one would imagine to have a chuppah, right? Because we would say Shivas B'Tamas is the beginning of the 3 weeks. We know that during the 3 weeks we don't get married. So Mistama, Shiras B'Tamas, we're not going to be having a chuppah. But you would think Asar B'Tevis, it's not the 3 weeks, right? So why can't you get married technically? Okay, so no one's going to eat. We'll have the suda afterwards. But why can't you get married? So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes in different places that maybe it's better not to have a chuppah on Asar B'Tevis, because it's a tainus that's part of the avelus for Churban Beis Hamikdash. Part of the avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, mistama, the dinim of the 3 weeks should apply to Asar B'Tevis also, because it's no different than the avelus of the 3 weeks that we have for Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Rav went even further. He said that not only on Asar B'Tevis itself, I mean, no one's going to have a chasen on Asar B'Tevis itself, but some people might think that you could have a chasen the night before Asar B'Tevis. The Rav felt no, that you shouldn't do that either. Because technically speaking, the tainus begins at night. Even if the Isra, Achil, and Shasiyah do not begin at night, that only begins at daybreak. But the Rav had many proofs. He said in a Yartzeit Shir once, this is printed in Shir Muzecher Abba Mori, the Rav felt that the Shem HaTainus really begins at night. Just to give you one raya, the Tosefta says that we say Anenu in the Tfilos of a tainus even by Marif. Even my Marav, technically speaking, we should do that. So Rashi quotes from the Gaonim that we don't. We say Anenu only at Mincha. But why? Not because you shouldn't say Anenu at Marav, but rather that we're afraid that a person is going to break his fast. He's going to accidentally break his fast, and it'll turn out that he was Dover Shkarim, that he said a lie. Anenu biyom som tani senu. It turns out it's not a tainus for him if he broke his fast before the end of the tainus. So therefore, we wait until Mincha, because Mincha is already, it's half the day, Mustama, he'll be able to last till the end of the day. Hopefully he won't make a mistake. But said the Rav, if Aneinu technically is supposed to be said, even for Mariv, that shows you that the Tainus is beginning before the Yisuri Achil and Shasiyah begin. Because the Shema Tainus is the whole day. So if the Shema Tainus is the whole day, and the Tainus is about Avelis for Churban Beis HaMikdash, so Mustama, one shouldn't be getting married even the night before Asar HaBetavis. And the Rav felt the night of Shiva Sabatamas, one also shouldn't be getting married. That's a big discussion in the poskim. Right? So he felt both the night of Shiva Sabatamas and the night of Asar HaBetavis, one shouldn't be getting married, because the Avelis for the Tainus really begins at night, because that's when the Shema Tainus begins. So Lechor, it's better not to arrange a chasana for that night. It's certainly a shaila that one should ask. There are circumstances. I think I've been at chasanas the night of Asar HaBetavis, but it's not so poshut that it's appropriate to do. Obviously, if it's an extenuating circumstance, every situation has to be judged independently. If it's an extenuating circumstance, then perhaps there's room for kula. But if not, then maybe it's better l'chatchila to try to arrange the chasana for a different day. Yes. The Rav probably would say that it's both. He's saying Avelis, yeah. I mean, the truth is the Rav said different things at different times, I have to admit, in terms of explaining what the nature of the Tainus is. In one occasion, he strongly advocated this idea that maybe it's Machlokas Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. But that's not the only way. Like, he showed that there could be Avelis, even according to the Rambam. It's not so clear. So the Rav felt that these Tainis are linked up with the Avelis of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he thought that the night of the Tainis, one shouldn't be getting married either, because that's part of the Avelis of Churban Beis HaMikdash. We know that the Gimel Tzomos, aside from Tisha B'Av, there are Kulis. The Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Sif Aleph says that pregnant ladies, nursing ladies, that Ubros Menikos, if they're Mitztaros Harbe, the Ramah says they don't have to fast. Many poskim amekel, even if they're not Mitztaros Harbe. But if they're a bit sour, it's hard for them to fast. They're very weak. So pregnant ladies and those who are nursing would be allowed to break their fast. They wouldn't have to fast. Similarly, a chola she'ein bo sakana, someone who's muta lemishkav, as we would say, someone who has to lie down. Say a person has the flu, the week of Asar B'Teves, or he has a prevalence to get a migraine headache. He always gets a migraine headache every single Tanis. So He has the status of a chol shein bo sakana, so such an individual would not have to fast. Tisha B'Av maybe has to push himself, but these other fasts, Asar B'Teves and some Vidalia, Shabbos B'Tamas, maybe he wouldn't have to fast. Reb Chaim in his stencils and Shas, he says the reason why a chol shein bo sakana doesn't have to fast is it's not like a kula in the Tainus. It's that they were never mekabel the Tainus for chol shein bo sakana. If we assume that these three Tainus are all part of the Kabbalah Satzibur, it's not that it's a chi of midivir Kabbalah, but it's the Kabbalah Satzibur that really bezman shengzeres malchus. It's a voluntary type of tainus me'ikar adin. But the Kabbalah Satzibur creates the chi of, so then it's a function of the Kabbalah. So if the tzibur was never makabel that a chol shein bo sakana should have to fast, so then he's not going to have a chi of to fast. There's a discussion in the poskim. What's the status of a chosin? A chosin during the week of Sheva Brachas. Now, you could see a person might be getting married. I'm going to a chasin, mitzvah Hashem, today. Right, so what's the din? Does that chasen have to fast Asar B'Teves? Do you have to fast on Tuesday or no? It's the second day of his week of Sheva Brachos, the Shiva Yimei HaMishta. Does he have to fast? So the Bira Lochin in Tovkuf Mem Tes quotes from a Ritva that a chasen does have to fast even during his week of Sheva Brachos. Why? He says because Regel the Yochid is not Doche Avelus the Rabbin. The fast is an Avelis de Rabin, so his regal de Yochid is not going to be Docha, that Chiyav Avelis. If one of these Gimel Tainios would be Nidcha, Asar B'Teves is never going to be a Nidcha. We'll talk in a moment. If Asar B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, you actually would fast on Shabbos. It just never falls out on Shabbos. So it would never be a Nidcha anyway, but let's say Shavasu B'Tamas falls out on a Shabbos, and it's Nidcha. I think this year it falls out on Shabbos. Right? Shavas B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av fall out on Shabbos and then Nidcha to Sunday. So if Shavas B'Tamas were to be Nidcha to Sunday, so then let's say a person gets married the previous week. Let's say, I don't know, Wednesday night or Thursday night of the previous week, he has a chasana. So if it's nidcha, that's a discussion. Some poskim ataka mekel, that maybe the chassan doesn't have to fast that if it's a nidcha. Because if it's a nidcha, then it's a more lenient fast. It's not a davar pashut. Some say even in that case, he really should fast. But there are those that are mekel. And are mekel, because the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, at the very end, in Siv Tes, he quotes the din that a Baal Bris, a father of a child that's getting a bris milah or a moyel or a sandik, if the bris is on Tisha B'Av itself, he fasts, but he doesn't have to finish the fast. It's a big kula. He doesn't have to finish, he can break his fast in the middle. Because since it's a yomtiv for him, so even though he has to be mishtatik with the tzibri, he fasts a little bit, but he doesn't have to be mashlim. So that's the question. Does a chasan have to fast? Does he have to be mashlim to fast? If it's a nidcha, if Shabbos B'Tamas is a nidcha, does he have to fast? It's a shayla. But certainly, if it's not a nidcha, Asar B'Tevis is never a nidcha, so then it's appropriate for the chasan to fast. As we mentioned, actually before I get there, another kula that we have Lagabi Asar B'Tevis, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Samach Zayin and Siv Gimel talks about whether a person is allowed to wash his mouth on Tanyos Tzibur. Shulchan Aruch says, really, strictly speaking, one shouldn't wash out their mouth because we're afraid that you might swallow the water. That one shouldn't do that. On Tanyos Kavuos, as he says, the Tanyos that are part of the calendar. A Tanyos Yochid is a different story. For a Tanyos Yochid, maybe we'd be willing to be Mekel. But for a Tanyos Tzibur, if it's a Tanyos that's Kavua, in the Luach, so the Shulchan Aruch says, one shouldn't be washing out their mouth. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person's going to have a lot of Tsar. A lot of Tsar. Can't brush his teeth, so he's going to have a lot of Tsar. So then the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that maybe there's room to be Mekel, that he can wash out his mouth with the water. I think the Mishnah Berurah is talking about water. Brushing the teeth, if you're going to put toothpaste in with the water, that's not clear. What, no one wants to swallow the toothpaste with the water. It doesn't taste good. Mouthwash, certainly. No one wants to swallow mouthwash. So I would think even Mishnah Berurah would say that you don't need such a tsar gadol. He's saying, is it mutter to gargle with water, mutter to rinse out your mouth with water and spit it out? Right? So there, we're afraid, but the tainus kavuim, that if, he might swallow a little bit of water, but if you're talking about mouthwash, I would imagine the Mishnah Berurah would be mekel for that anyway. And I think also, even though you're putting water into your mouth when you brush your teeth, but the water is mixed with toothpaste, I don't think we'd be so choshish. Again, if a person doesn't have to brush their teeth, maybe it's better not to. But a person who feels like, every day brushes his teeth and he'll feel uncomfortable in the tennis without brushing his teeth, so I think at least for these somos one can be mekel. Yom Kippur I would not be mekel for, and maybe even Tisha B'Av, right? But for the other Gimel Tzomos, there's more room to be mekel, to brush your teeth and to rinse with the mouthwash. And finally, it's a very interesting halacha. What's the din if a tainus falls in on Shabbos? We started talking about this, but this is a major discussion. Normally we assume when a tainus falls in on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. That means one of the tainios d'rabbanan, tainios midivrei kabbal, even Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday. Yom Kippur obviously is not pushed off to Sunday. You'll fast on Shabbos itself. Why do we do that? Well, we're never makdim puranis, so we're not going to fast earlier, except tainus Esther. Right? If tainus Esther would fall on, so then we fast on Thursday. That's because tainus Esther is not a tainus of puranis, it's a tainus of simcha. Tainus of simcha reminds us of the Yeshua that we experienced at the time of Purim. But for the other tainios, these are tainios of Tzara, tainios of Purana, so we push it off. We're not makdim, we push it off. The Beis Yosef quotes an Avudram that says, Asar B'Tevis is unique. Asar B'Tevis, if it were to fall out on Shabbos, you'd actually have to fast on Shabbos itself. You would not push it off to Sunday. It happens to never fall out on Shabbos. It's arranged in the calendar, Asar B'Tevis can never fall out on Shabbos. Why? Because we don't want to fast on Shabbos. So that's the way the calendar is arranged. But the Avudram says that if Asar B'Tevis would have fallen on Shabbos, Yitaka would have to fast on Shabbos. Why? Because the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel uses the term Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh in referring to Asar B'Tevis. So Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh implies that it's got to be done Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh on this day. What does that mean? The Chaim in the stencil says that it's like fasting a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. That if a person has a bad dream on Friday night, so it's permissible to fast the Tainus Chalom even on Shabbos itself. Now, why on Shabbos? Fast on Sunday? No, because apparently there's a linkage between the next day, a Tainus of the next day, and the previous night's dream. There's some kind of an inyan to fast immediately after having a bad dream. So a person really is, if he's scared by the dream that he had Friday night, then it's mutter for him even to fast on Shabbos itself. And that's what he should be doing, they say. Right? That's what he should be doing. It's mutter to fast the tanis chalav on Shabbos. Reb Chaim wants to suggest it's the same idea that if it says be'etzem hayom hazeh regarding asar b'teves, so there's a link between asar b'teves and that day. So it has to be asar b'teves. If asar b'teves falls out on Shabbos, you have to fast on that day because there's a specific link between the tainus and that day, so it can't be an incha. It's no different than a tainus chalom. That's if Asar B'Tevis were to fall out on Shabbos, but it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. It never falls out, but it can fall out on Friday. I think a couple of years ago, Asar B'Tevis fell out on Friday. Last year fell out on Friday. Oh, so what happens when Asar B'Tevis falls out, very rare, but it does. I think in the next couple of years it's going to happen again. I think that's interesting. Such a mudna. Life is so interesting. The world, the weather is interesting. And things fall out. It's just, Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us something over there. I don't know. We have to work hard at it. But Asar B'Tevis can fall out on Friday, and when it does, it's the only tainus that falls on a Friday. I mean, there's no other tainus that falls out on a Friday, right? What do? We fast. We fast. We mashlim the tainus, and we go into Shabbos Mauna. We never want to go into Shabbos Mauna. We never want to go into Shabbos afflicted because somehow, you know, it's painful. It's not the eating is not as pleasurable. When you eat on an empty stomach, it's not. That's what Chazal say. You don't want to go into Shabbos, you know, feeling be'inui. But because Asar B'Tevis, it says be'etzem hayom hazeh, you can't be docha the tainus. You're not going to be mocked in the tainus. We're never mocked in Peronis, and we can't be docha the tainus either. So, in such a circumstance, when Asar B'Tevis falls out on the tongue, that we don't want to fast, but we're going to have to fast anyway. So, if it were to fall out on Shabbos, according to some, we'd have to fast on Shabbos itself. Not everyone. That's one shita. The other Rishonim disagree. But one sheet is that if it fell out on Shabbos, we even would have to fast on Shabbos. So we probably would disagree with that sheet anyway, but it's irrelevant because it's not going to happen. But when Asar B'Tevis falls out Erev Shabbos, so then the Taka is a chiyuv to fast, and we'll be mashlin the Tanis, because Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh tells us Asar B'Tevis has to be fasted B'Dafka on that particular day.